Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time for Spiritual Awakening Radio. This is a satsang edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio, featuring the mystic poetry and teachings of Tulsi Sahib, the great saint of Hathras, India. It's time for Spiritual Awakening. There's not just one religion, there are thousands. After years of being concerned that too few voices, too few points of view were getting heard when it comes to spiritual paths and world religions, that the radio airwaves were not reflecting the diversity that really exists, I started producing my own programs, exploring the world of spirituality, comparative religion, websites and books, bringing to the airwaves the gentle voices of saints, the wisdom of masters or mystics, world scriptures, sacred texts, the great spiritual traditions and classics of the East and the West, all for the love of wisdom and radio. My name is James B., and welcome to Spiritual Awakening. Poetry and teachings of Tulsi Sahib, the great saint of Hathras, India. Hathras is located not too far from Agra, the city made famous because it's the location of the Taj Mahal. Param Sant Tulsi Sahib of Hathras lived from 1763 to 1843. Tulsi's earlier name was Dakhani Baba, meaning saint from the south. Cool that Tulsi Sahib was once known as Dakhani Baba and meditated in a cave. I know of some masters who are alive now and, like Tulsi Sahib, also meditate in caves. Sant Tulsi Sahib of Hathras is the Adi Guru, or founding guru, the grandfather, or founding father of modern-day Sant Mat, the inner light and sound movement. Param Sant Tulsi Sahib is the connecting link between the classic saints of India, including in the Kabir lineage, and contemporary inner light and sound, or Sant Mat. Any serious study of Sant Mat teachings must include the hymns and spiritual discourses of Tulsi Sahib of Hathras. The term Sant Mat was coined by Param Sant Tulsi Sahib of Hathras during the 19th century. But the Sant tradition, with its many guru lineages or branches, is a spiritual movement that dates back to ancient India. Tulsi Sahib was of the opinion that the Sant movement dates back to the time of Krishna, thousands of years ago, that Krishna himself knew of Sants during his day, the time of the Bhagavad Gita. jewels of spirituality, according to Tulsi Sahib. There are five real jewels in this world, namely, one, association with sadhus, initiates, satsangis, devotees, the virtuous, the saints, and sages. Two, saran, or protection, refuge of the satguru. Three, love. Four, humility. And five, compassion. This is a very Jesus-like, egalitarian story from the hymns of Tulsi Sahib. Who is the impure one? Once a Brahmin, while bathing in the Ganges, was asking a member of the untouchable caste to move off, lest his touch might pollute him. Tulsi Sahib noticed this and said, "Yours, sir, is a very strange scriptural regulation or tradition. If the Ganges is so pure on account of her origin from Vishnu's feet, why should someone who has come from the untouchable caste and yet who sprung up from the self-same feet be so impure?" In other words, the untouchable caste also comes from God, so they're pure as well. They're pure too. Mystic verses of Tulsi Sahib, reaching the beloved Lord of Love. Very exalted is the status of the Satguru, the true teacher, and very sublime is his path. He has revealed the inaccessible region. Surat, the attention faculty of the soul, ascends to the gateway of Satlok, the true eternal realm. It witnesses a spectacle which is beyond the reach and comprehension of ascetics. Every day she, the soul, visits the region of Shyam Set, the third eye center, or Tishra Til. She sees the path in the company of her friends, and ascending above, gets a close view of the region. She is dazed on seeing the refulgence of the beloved. Her attention remains riveted on him, and she is oblivious of her body and mind. All the barriers on the way of the beloved are quickly removed. She quickly ascends one mansion after another. She rids herself of all her troubles by being baptized at the bathing place of the confluence of the three sacred rivers. Says Tulsi, from the time she became acquainted with the beloved, she, enjoying the bliss of mansions after mansions, reaches the beloved Lord. A mystic poem of Tulsi Sahib of Hathras. Within this body breathes the secret essence. Within this body beats the heart of the Vedas. Within this body shines the entire universe. So the saints proclaim. Hermits, ascetics, celibates, all are lost, seeking him in endless guises. Seers and sages perfectly parrot the scriptures and holy books, blinded by knowledge. Their pilgrimage and fasting and striving but delude. Despite their perfect practice, they discover no destination. Only the saints who know the body's heart have attained to the ultimate, O Tulsi. Realize this and you've found your freedom, while teachers trapped in tradition know only the mirage in the mirror. Tulsi Sahib, saint of Hathras. It was Kabir who first gave out the secret of Surat and Shab, the attention faculty of the soul and the positive power. That Shabd is Sarshabd, the true eternal sound, which is inaccessible and unique. The soul travels in the region of Satnam, the true eternal name. And it is the Surat, or attention faculty of the soul, which merges into Sarshabd. In the month of September, October, Surat, the soul, the paragon of virtues, has lost memory of its original abode because of the company of crow-like persons. It has forgotten all about the delicacies available in its own abode of pure spirituality, the secrets of which are disclosed only in satsang of sants. Without adopting the refuge of the Satguru, the path cannot be known, nor the techniques, the methods of elevating the soul and mind to higher regions. With the approach of the month of November, the soul receives secrets of all the chakras in the human microcosm. It starts its upward journey from the third eye, the center at which is to be found the first true form of Surat or spirit. It proceeds to the thousand-petaled lotus. It adopts the refuge of the Satguru, wipes off impurities, and attains true knowledge. The heart is illumined with the inner light, says Tulsi Sahib, saint of Hathras. External practices and formalism or ritual are worth nothing. The real sadhana or spiritual practice is within one's own self. Without realizing the soul and the sound current, all this is a vain show. All this is a vain show till the soul rises above and abides in its natural state. Without the saints, O Tulsi, we are tossed about endlessly. Without the merciful, compassionate master, eon after eon we rove. Says Tulsi Sahib, masters reveal the path of inner light and sound. They still the mind and raise one's attention to mystic skies within. The soul concentrates at the portal, the third eye, and is in bliss. A true teacher does not neglect his or her students, is a good teacher of wisdom, and properly guides their followers. Says Tulsi, people devote themselves to worldly learning, but of what use will it be if they do not recognize sants? The jivas, or the soul's inner eye, has not opened. And though he has his external sight, he is really blind, that is, cannot see things in their true perspective. Without the Satguru, he will drift in the lower centers and will never be rid of his worldly attachments. No other yuga or epoch can be compared with Kali Yuga, in which sants or saints, heavenly beings, enlightened masters, incarnate themselves. If the jiva or soul adopts the protection or refuge of a saint, he will get across the ocean of material existence. From the the source of the ocean opens a window of light. Awaken that resplendent light within thee. Repeat the name of the Supreme Being and secure him. Sant Tulsi Sahib says, "He who follows the precepts and teachings of Satsang is a blessed soul. I sacrifice myself to him again and again. His soul is absorbed in the bliss of Satsang and is sure to attain the goal." Satsang is a term for spiritual gathering in the name of a living saint and the lineage of teachers he is associated with. Says Tulsi Sahib, "He who has come under the protection of the all-powerful and merciful Satguru is enjoying the greatest bliss and joy internally. He is one with the Beloved. The bliss of the holy feet is indescribable. I saw a brilliant flame bursting forth within me, of which I kept my attention fixed. Then piercing the flame, my soul proceeded onward, and it reached a gateway, as it were, from where could be seen a sky studded all over with suns and moons. By your grace and compassion, I have been able to partake of the bliss of higher regions." That last passage describing inner mystical experiences, suns and moons in a mystic sky, was not from Tulsi Sahib, but was a hymn of Shyama, a disciple, a follower, a student, or chela of Tulsi Sahib. Tulsi Sahib says that the master resides in the inner mystic sky, and to meet him, the soul, or surat, has to rise up. Only in this human form, which is a replica of the whole infinite universe, can the soul, or jiva, work out his liberation, or jiva mukti, and can easily cross the ocean of samsara, the ocean of existence. "When my soul reached the inner mystic sky, I met the true teacher who guided my path onwards. He embraced me and made me one with himself, and by his grace, my soul ultimately reached the abode which is unfathomable and where there is no fear of any kind." Some background. Tulsi Sahib of Hathras used to often go to places quite far from Hathras, wrapping his body in a blanket and with a stick in his hand. He usually used to remain in a state of withdrawal. He usually stayed in a state of withdrawal. And in that very state of consciousness, an incessant flow of utterances concerning the secrets of higher regions used to come from his mouth, speaking like a babbling stream. Got Ramayana, Shabdavali, a collection of hymns, and Ratan Sagar are well-known writings of Tulsi Sahib. Another book which he wrote but remained unfinished is called Padam Sagar. All these books were written after Tulsi Sahib's coming to Hathras. In Hathras, near the banyan tree that Tulsi Sahib used to meditate at, is a stupendous two-storied building that had been constructed by Tulsi Sahib's devotees. It's still there, and in which he stayed till he left his mortal coil. In this building, there is a place marked where Tulsi Sahib used to sit while initiating people into inner light and sound meditation practice. There is also a hemispherical cave where he used to practice sound meditation. So it reminds me of some holy site in Jerusalem. You know, there's this cave in this building which is dedicated to the legacy of this great saint of Hathras, India, Tulsi Sahib. He used to meditate in that cave. And you know what? I bet there are still people meditating in that cave these days. Today, they'll be meditating in that cave tomorrow, every day, every morning. It's a very sacred place, a place where a great master once spent much time in meditation. The name of the program is Spiritual Awakening, this week focused on the mystic poetry and teachings of Tulsi Sahib, the great saint of Hathras, India, the master of the masters. Stay tuned for more after these messages. Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Be vegan, make peace, be good to the planet, and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Tulsi Sahib, Saint of Hathras, the teachings and mystic poetry of Tulsi Sahib, the focus of this week's edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio. Sant Tulsi Sahib, from his spiritual classic called Gat Ramayana, translated at the Sadhguru Mehi website. Yeah. These verses are more technical, more esoteric, not so much like Rumi poetry with a mystical dimension, but more technical, but still very wonderful. And these would be sung in Hindi, some of these verses. Teaching, a right-brained way of learning secret teachings. They're put in the form of hymns that are sung. The surat, or consciousness force, or individual soul, the soul's attention or awareness, is true, the true identity of the soul. And she has been extended and entrapped in the untrue realms of illusion, of pinda, the microcosm or body of the physical plane, and brahmanand, or universe microcosm. So, being deprived of the attainment of the self-existence of the Supreme Sovereign God, she, the soul, is suffering from the pain of being separated, the pain of falling down. To be free from this pain of separation, take care of the surat, or soul, in such a way that she be liberated from all suffering by concentrating through the untrue realms, being free from untrue spheres, and thus attaining the innate, natural, and pure form of the Supreme Sovereign God. The practice of holding the surat, or consciousness force of the soul, will begin with manas japa, or simran, a meditation process in which an alphabetical holy word, a sacred name instructed by the master or guru, is chanted or repeated with eyes closed. And then manas dhyan, a meditation process in which the form of the Satguru is visualized or concentrated upon with eyes closed. And then bindu dhyan, drishti sadhana, the yoga of inner seeing, the yoga of inner vision, seeing inner light, meditating upon the inner light. And then finally, Surat Shabd Yoga, the yoga of divine sound, hearing the inner music, meditating upon the inner music or sound. The first shutter within our inner vision is hard and impenetrable darkness. The soul can cross it by the practice of drishti sadhana, the yoga of vision, the yoga of inner light. When the surat, or consciousness force of the soul, the attention of the soul, will experience the miracles of Brahma within its own body while crossing the concealment of darkness, then she, the soul, will be immersed always in the love of the Supreme Sovereign God. Then she will move ahead, grasping the notes, the sounds of the flute, by knowing the proper meditation method. The surat, or soul, will recognize the sar shabd, the essential divine sound, through catching the divine light and vision of the inner sky. The soul, being poised onto the essential divine sound, riveted upon the notes of the inner sound in meditation, will become tranquil in that ultimate infinite state where form, design, appearances, body, mind, and maya or illusion do not exist. And that is the inexpressible and the fundamental original state. To whom this ultimate state will be realized, his or her soul, consciousness force of the individual soul, or attention faculty of the soul, will be merging into that ultimate state, the nameless state, the state beyond sound, again and again. Thank you. says Tulsi Sahib, saint of Hathras, cleanse the chamber of your heart so that the beloved may enter. Remove all the foreign impressions so that he can take his seat there. Some commentary. This verse of Tulsi Sahib sounds a bit more like Rumi, not quite so technical, not quite so esoteric. It's all the path of the lover for the beloved. And it also sounds a little bit like Meister Eckhart, who said, in order to know God, we have to forget, temporarily, of course, in our meditation practice, we have to forget all thoughts and memories and impressions coming in from the world of the five senses. All of that has to be shut off, and then you discover that you are resting in this other realm of spirit, the kingdom of God within you. Here, Tulsi Sahib says something very similar. Cleanse the chamber of your heart so that the beloved may enter. Remove all the foreign impressions so that he can take his seat there. Mystic poetry and teachings of Tulsi Sahib, saint of Hathras, India, on this week's edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio. My name is James Bean. My email address is james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. Email me and I can send you some links to some online books, translations into the English language featuring the mystic poetry of Tulsi Sahib. The Maheshwari translation. There's a new one coming out soon, published by the Radhaswami Satsang Tarn Taran. And there's a couple of other books that are in print as well, featuring the poetry of Tulsi Sahib. More after these messages. Stay tuned. Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us.
There's a reason why ADT is America's leading home security company. Since 1874, they've helped protect over 5 million homes. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the ADT banner. It's more affordable than you think.
Be vegan, make peace. Be good to the planet and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website. LovingHut.us. Once again, the web address is LovingHut.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Thank you.
Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every week at this time. I present an exploration of the world of spirituality, comparative religion, meditation, mysticism, and books. Rather than being a guy with a microphone and time to kill, I'm a mystic with a library and a microphone, and all of these interests of mine converge on programs like this satsang edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio, this week featuring the mystic poetry and teachings of a great saint from Hathras, India, of the 19th century, Param Sant Tulsi Sahib. Tulsi Sahib's appearance was a bit like a Sufi sheikh. He wore black and a turban, and in the culture that he resided in Hathras, his dress would make him seem to the locals there at the time. It would look like he's a Sufi, essentially. Thought I'd throw that in just to give you some background. His poetry is a bit Sufi-like as well, only, as with other saints, more of an otherworldly technical dimension. More secrets are being disclosed in these verses. Says Tulsi Sahib, Saint of Hathras, "Masters reveal the path of inner light and sound. They still the mind and raise one's attention to mystic skies within. The soul concentrates at the third eye center and remains in bliss. The sound is coming from the court of the Lord and is calling you." Tulsi Sahib, "I sacrifice myself before my beloved for his love for me. He allowed me to become identified with him. He accomplished my task and gladdened my heart. I constantly visit my beloved. That is, I elevate my soul, the surat, the attention faculty of the soul, to his region and sport with him. The task of one whose honor is the beloved's responsibility will be accomplished by him alone." Says Tulsi Sahib, "My mind is lost in love and affection for the beloved. When I fix my gaze on his eyes, I find peace of mind, and on ascending to the region of eyes, I enjoy the bliss. My attention is all the time focused in the direction of my beloved, and the soul ascends and takes its seat on the mountain peak. Steadying my soul's attention, I firmly grasp the holy feet of the Guru. As I have his darshan, his vision, I reach the mystic sky." Says Tulsi, "Only a seeker will come to know of this." Says Tulsi Sahib, "Only a genuine spiritual seeker will discover the whereabouts of the Supreme Lord and will succeed in penetrating within by catching hold of the current coming from the region from above, which exists without support." Thank you. Kelsey Sahib grasp and examine that current, that internal divine sound, which leads to this ultimate state, only then will the mind be diving into the true thoughts of the above-mentioned inner journey. A passage from the Gat Ramayana, found on the Sadhguru Mehi website. The ocean of existence is unfathomably vast and without any port of safety. It cannot be crossed. If you meet the Satguru, the true eternal light giver and qualified teacher, the boatman, then only will you get across and reach your abode. The world is a net which Maya or illusion has cast for the jiva, the unliberated soul. Says Tulsi that under the sway of greed and attachments, the jiva wanders in the transmigratory cycle. Concentrating your soul, the attention faculty of the soul, repeatedly, remain withdrawn towards the region of the eyes, the third eye center, cleansing the mirror, as it were, of the body and mind. Let your soul proceed on. If you get the opportunity of looking beyond, you will find the truth. Says Tulsi, if you become the dust of the holy feet of saints, souls who have reached the fifth plane, you will see the refulgence. This week on Spiritual Awakening Radio, the mystic poetry and teachings of Sant Tulsi Sahib, the great saint of the 19th century who lived in Hathras. More mystic verses after these messages. Stay tuned. Loving Hut is the fastest growing chain of animal-free gourmet vegan restaurants all over the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a healthy, sustainable, planet-friendly, plant-based diet. All mouth-watering items on the menu are 100% vegan. In the Atlanta area, visit Loving Hut at 6385 Spalding Drive, Norcross, Georgia. To see what's on the menu, get driving directions or other information, go to lovinghut.us/Georgia. lovinghut.us/Georgia. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/lovinghutGA. That's facebook.com/lovinghutGA.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Classical ragas provided by Paul Alexander John. I've been playing a lot of Paul Alexander John as of late on these satsang editions of Spiritual Awakening Radio, featuring mystic poetry from India, doing the Bly Coleman Barks thing, musically accompanied mystical poetry. Only in this case, the mystic poetry and teachings of Tulsi Sahib, Saint of Hathras, India, on this week's program. These verses would be sung in Hindi. We in the West generally don't know the words and cannot appreciate what's being communicated. And so by sharing these verses in English, it's opening up a whole new world. A world that in itself is about opening up many new worlds within.
Mm-hmm.
says Tulsi Sahib, whoever took proper care of his soul did not have any fear of Kal, did not have any fear of time, the lord of death and illusion. His soul ascended, and on rushing to the inner mystic sky, reached her lord. She met her beloved on repairing to the abode of the inaccessible being, Agim Purush. Says Tulsi, the illusions, delusions, and misery of innumerable lives were thus obliterated. That last verse refers to getting off the wheel, of transmigration and reincarnation. It's called Jiva Mukti, the liberation of the soul. Says Tulsi that he will now reveal the abode. He will now tell of the abode, the whereabouts, the seat, and the region of the beloved. That the beloved resides beyond Brahm, the region of Satnam, the true eternal name, who is the beloved, is imperishable, an abode of all happiness and bliss. Tulsi says that whoever attains the fourth loka is called a sant. That refers to attaining to the first spiritual region beyond duality, mind and matter. The fourth loka or lok, called Satlok or Satchkhand. All saints say that Satnam, the true eternal name, is the beginning and the end of all. They enable souls to realize within themselves the secrets of the Vedas, the Shastras, the scriptures. There can be no escape without the help of saints, for who else can tell of the whereabouts of the essence? Says Tulsi, that it is only when the soul ascends and pierces the sky that it reaches the goal. Surat ascends and rushes within as it beholds visions there, taking its location at the royal vein, the middle path, the central energy current running from the third eye center into higher regions. It makes for the region of Sun, the void. He alone knows of this who has had the darshan or vision of the Lord on the mirror within. Says Tulsi, the yearning oyster alone recognizes the drops of Swati rain. Listen within day and night, you will hear blissful inner sounds. Within everyone reverberates the sound current about which no one knows. The cosmos of the inner planes is represented in the human body in every respect. Says Tulsi, open your inner eyes, and the saint will show it to you. Glittering light shines in the region of the sky, which only a brave one can behold. If one seeks the truth, one will not go down the transmigratory cycle. If one meets the merciful teacher, one will come to know of the secrets from him. If one renders service to the living teacher, he will tell one of the whereabouts of the abode. Says Tulsi, it is only by being dead while alive that one can find the perfect teacher. A footnote here. Being dead whilst alive, or death before dying, is a popular saying used in India by saints and Sufi poets, espousing the view that rising above body consciousness or soul travel during meditation practice is a preparation or rehearsal for the afterlife. Hazrat Sultan Bahu, A Sufi poet, a very famous Sufi poet from the Punjab, once said, "Let us die before dying, O Bahu. Only then is the Lord attained." It's a kind of reference to an out-of-body experience, a dress rehearsal for the afterlife, beginning now, a gradual exploration of inner space which takes place during meditation, exploring the kingdom of God or the inner space within you. Was Tulsi Sahib's guru? I believe it was Darya Sahib of Bihar, or a spiritual successor of Darya Sahib of Bihar. I have an article called "Who Was Tulsi Sahib's Guru? My Thoughts." I can send a copy to you if you email me at this address, james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. Says Tulsi Sahib, "We are tossed about endlessly. Without the merciful, compassionate Master, eon after eon, we rove." Planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Good to the planet and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on your plate. If you want to please your palate while still promoting love and harmony with the planet, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain in the world, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To learn more, go to www.lovinghut.us. Once again, the address is www.lovinghut.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, which is noon Pacific Time. Also on Sundays at noon Eastern, which is 9 a.m. Pacific Time. At HealthyLife.net, click on the Archive tab, scroll down, and you'll discover that there are many editions of Spiritual Awakening Radio there that you can click on and listen to anytime on demand. There are also podcasts of the program available through HealthyLife.net. Visit my website, SpiritualAwakeningRadio.com. From there you can send me an email if you like. And at Facebook, the address is Facebook.com/SpiritualAwakeningRadio. Where you'll find links to recently archived programs, spiritual quotes, and news about upcoming shows. For Spiritual Awakening, I'm James Bean.